Welcome to episode 8 of Yap O'Clock.
Welcome, greetings and salutations. I think you've noticed our set has changed.
Yeah, if you're watching here on YouTube, then you can notice that our set has changed just a little bit. We are a little bit holly and jolly.
Just a wee bit.
Just a little bit. We have a little tree, and we have this thing that says Yap O'Clock Podcast.
That you little found. Sign.
Yeah, I had that last year in my, like, apartment, dorm room, whatever it was,
cell,
my cell. And I just put it away when I moved here, and now it's back because I went, oh my god, I can put Yap O'Clock Podcast on it and advertise for our own podcast in our own apartment.
Wonderful. So whenever people come over, they know
exactly.
So leave a like, comment, and subscribe.
100%. That's the entry fee.
Yeah, you have to prove, if you want to enter our apartment, you have to prove that you are liking, subscribing, and watching.
Like maybe even commenting.
If
but
you feel
only
so,
nice comments.
Only nice comments. Some of you can't seem to follow that rule, and by some of you, I just mean one person.
Literally one person.
Just one person. But I did talk about it for a week straight at work. I was like, I got my first hate comment, everybody. And I would sit there and read it aloud.
I think it's so funny that we got a hate comment and that the comment didn't even make sense.
It made no sense. And here's the thing that I like. I think that if we're getting a hate comment so early in the game, we are on the right track.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Haters motivate us.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate. All the time.
Yeah. But
we're still here doing our thing. Mm-hmm. And we're having so much fun. And we're just laughing at the haters.
I thought it was so funny. I sent a screenshot. I sent it to my mom. Mm-hmm. I said, look what this guy said. And she was like, oh my gosh. Are you okay? And I went, no. This is hilarious.
This is so funny, mother. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Actually, mother, it's quite funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, you know what's something that's not funny that actually genuinely bothers me? And I had this realization, like, to complete the thought.
Oh, what?
I'm so sick of people saying that Disney ducks have an easy life. They don't. They really don't. They are chased by children. They are stepped on. Mm-hmm. And they are fed popcorn all day.
Yeah.
And they all look malnourished.
Those poor babies.
Yeah. It is not an easy life being a Disney duck.
But they do it. And
they ducking do it.
They ducking do it.
I don't know. It just really annoys me. People are like, I wish I could be a Disney duck at Disney all day. You can't ride the ride.
Exactly.
You're a duck.
You can't enjoy Disney.
You can't.
You just get to walk around.
And yeah, and be hot.
Right. I mean, you do that all the time.
Oh, my God, stop.
But, like, yeah, they can't ride the rides.
They cannot ride the rides.
They can't ride the rides.
Funny story. So when I was a little kid, there's a video of me somewhere. My dad's like, what are you excited to do Disneyland? And I'm like 5. And I was like, I'm ready to ride the rides. And so whenever I'm telling my dad I'm going to the park for a day, for mm-hmm. dishes for funsies, he's like, are you going to ride the rides? And I'm like, yes, I'm going to ride the rides. Why else would I go?
I love that that's become a thing.
Yeah,
with
and
you
now
guys.
You know it.
And now I know it.
You know
so
Wide the Wides.
I can't just say Ride the Ride and
I want to Wide the Wides.
Not think about Wide the Wides.
I need to find that video somewhere. Yeah, no. Any type of... Now, okay.
Oh, okay.
Disney animals in general.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I went to Rafiki's Planet Watch. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Rafiki's Petting Zoo. And I met the goats and the pig and the sheep and the, you know, they have a good life. Those
They're
goats
chilling.
Specifically.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, I don't know.
Who's to say?
But, like, those goats, already a domesticated animal,
mm-hmm.
chilling, get brushed all day, and they have someone in the playpen yelling at you if you do it wrong.
Yeah. They're taken care of.
Where's that energy for the lizards that get picked up and thrown?
Uh-oh.
Where's that energy for the ducks? They get fed popcorn.
Yeah. I don't know.
Where's that energy for the Disney cats?
Oh, yeah. I've only seen them, like, a few times.
It's like a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
But so that's my thoughts and opinions about Disney animals, is that all the animals at Disney don't have it good unless you were a goat at that petting zoo.
Okay. That's your hot take.
That's my piping hot take.
Okay.
But no, it genuinely makes me mad when people are like, those ducks have such a good life. They really don't.
No, I think they. I think people are just jealous that the Disney ducks get to walk around Disney all day.
Yeah, but they go. They don't get to enjoy the park.
I know.
They're ducks.
I know.
I don't know. Just it's something that makes me irrationally angry.
They don't. The people that say that, they don't think too hard about those things. They just think about the free admission. Those things. They don't think about actually being a duck and how hard it is in these times to be a duck.
Dude, you know? Being a duck in this economy?
In this economy? Crazy.
I don't know.
To transition, do we want to read our co-stars? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go. I keep trying to, like, mentally...
Let's duck and go.
Go earlier and earlier in the podcast, because sometimes I feel like we talk for 20 minutes and then read our co-star.
Yeah, I'm currently crossing off my talking point of Disney ducks don't have an easy life.
Oh, okay, perfect.
That's I'm glad that you have my drafts for a while.
I'm glad that you have that.
Of course.
All right, co-star going up.
Let's see. Loading in.
What does yours say? I started last time. Go.
You did?
Yes.
Oh. Mine says, dress your heart wounds.
Oh.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Interesting. Do journal.
You love to do that.
I love to journal. Do journal. Arrange date. Dance class.
Ooh.
Don't. Grasping at straws, sleep on couch, demands.
Whoa. I think it would be fun to take a dance class.
Yeah.
You and I went line dancing one time, and it was really
hectic. You went line dancing.
I helped you
line dance. I stood on the sidelines and
no,
watched.
No, you danced a little bit.
I did not.
It was just really, really, like, hectic in there.
I didn't like it. There were
so many people. I think if there was a smaller crowd of people, I would like it. It was just, like, fun vibes, because it's, like, I don't know anybody there.
Well.
Really?
I was there.
Okay.
You knew me.
I knew you, and I knew the group of people that we met up with, but, like, everybody else, I didn't know them. I don't know if I'm going to see them again. If I look stupid, who cares?
Maybe there's someone to this day, like, who was that beautiful woman?
And they're never going to know.
In that hot pink top, line dancing my heart away.
They're never going to know.
They're never going to know. You'll be the mysterious woman.
And they're not... I'm so sorry to break their heart that I don't even like country music. Hot take for me. Is it hot, though?
I don't know. I, unfortunately, am one of those people where I'm like, I'll listen to anything. And I listen to country. However, I listen to modern shitty country where it's like... I don't actually listen to like, I was in my pickup truck, whatever. I listen to shitty country female edition where they're like, I killed a man because he deserved it.
Yeah, no, those
That's
are good.
Good. Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I don't like John Denver,
Marty Robbins, mm-hmm. where they're like, I was out west on my horse and I killed a man and fled to Nebraska.
So, yeah. Like, yeah. Those ones I'm fine with.
Or
but
Rocky
the
Mountain
one,
High.
The one that's like...
Wagon Wheel. Love that one.
Sorry,
I keep cutting you off.
It's okay. You just keep thinking of things and they get you excited and it's okay.
What can I say? I'm a bit of a country music fan.
Yeah, I just don't like the ones where it's like, I was on the dirt road in my pickup truck and we had a fire and we sang some songs and had a beer and all the girls were there dressed in their short shorts and cowboy hats and I loved her so much. And,
well,
like, I don't like
way
those
down,
ones.
Down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a Hoochie Coochie. Bars. Poetic, even.
So poetic.
They don't write them like they used to.
Should they put that on a card? Like, could you imagine receiving
My
a card with
darling,
that?
My darling, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a Hoochie Coochie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you are hotter than any Hoochie Coochie.
But the feelings I feel for you... are hotter than any hoochie coochie.
Yeah.
Any hoochie's coochie.
I think we're cooking with that. I think we're getting somewhere.
Absolutely.
Some country themed like romance Valentine's Day cards.
Uh-huh.
We'll put it on the fictional Yappa Clock store.
Yeah.
And we'll sell it as merch.
Uh-huh.
I like that. Ooh, I like that.
Here's my paragraph.
Okay, yeah.
Today, there's been a little person in your head saying that it is self-centered to challenge social expectations.
Hmm.
It's not. You just need to learn that emotions are a crucial part of human interaction. Slow down. Whatever you do, try not to keep your friends at a distance. You're so far away.
That doesn't feel right.
The more. Bam! This month, you have to focus on how to stay when you want to run, when you overextend yourself. You're not a bad person for wanting to be free. Don't downplay your own abilities. The general theme of your life during this period is to follow through on agreements and being proactive about asking for help. Meaningful human interaction soothes like silk on skin.
Wow.
I don't know how I feel about like silk on skin. Like I quote this all to you all the time. It's the, I forget what he says, but the whatever puts lotion on its skin and does as it is told. Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
I used to quote that all the time and no one knows what I'm talking about.
I've never seen Silence of the Lambs. I had it on DVD.
So tell me, Clarice, are the lambs still screaming or is he, or maybe it's still silent? I don't remember what he says.
I would assume silent because Silence of the Lambs.
I think it's still screaming.
Oh.
So tell me, Clarice, are the lambs still screaming?
Somebody fact check us.
I don't know. I watched that movie once for a class and then
And you still quote it to this day.
Because some of it's iconic. You know, like when he goes like, and he does like the math thing.
I just told you I've never seen the movie.
You know that part, that scene that you've seen in the movie?
Yeah. No, yeah. I love that scene. But what is your crazy say? Mine says, nothing is missing. Look around you. Give it form. So do pep talks, flip a coin, new shoes. Okay, who gonna buy me new shoes? But don't red shoes.
Oh.
Day off or fruit cup.
So who's gonna buy her new shoes but not red ones?
Not red ones. And also, so sorry to say, this was my day off from work. So like, why don't day off? Sorry, already did that. can I fix?
Too late now.
Too late now.
Go clock in.
So here are my paragraphs. Okay. It says, today nothing makes sense. You get bored at mundane tasks, accidentally mix colors while doing laundry. I accidentally did that today, but nothing got ruined.
I do that all the time because I don't care.
Well, I mean, I do it on purpose, but I accidentally washed mixed colors on hot. but nothing bled.
Wow. So I only ever wash my clothes on tap cold.
Me too, but I usually do cold, but I had to use hot for whatever. Anyway.
That's the point.
Okay, so you get bored at mundane tasks, accidentally mix colors while doing the laundry, and leave little pieces of food everywhere. Excuse me, I don't leave crumbs. Focus on what you ate. Oh my god, that was so good. You had that one locked and loaded.
It's called Riz, people. Look it up.
If you look it up, she's gonna be there.
Absolutely. If you Google a photo or if you Google Riz, an image of me pops up.
100%. I believe it.
Yeah.
That was so smooth. Like, you make me
a smooth operator.
A giggly
coast
goofy.
To coast, LA to Chicago. Western
to
mail.
Chicago. Yeah. Okay. You make me giggly goofy girl with your Riz. I love it. And I love you.
Oh.
Anyway. Stop. Listen to the sounds around you. You already know exactly what you want and how to get it, and that's a start. Slay, motivated girl boss. Your work this month is to understand the difference between demanding too much of your body and breaking it. Mm. When you stunt your own growth, you undermine yourself. Check your ego. I have something to add about that in a second. Your main challenge right now is to question your life path. Ooh.
Ooh.
It may feel as if things are a mess. They don't have to stay that way. You control how you perceive your life. If you don't like where it's going, change direction.
Period.
You know what, bestie? That's so true. It said, your work this month is to understand the difference between demanding too much of your body and breaking it. What happened to me the other day was I woke up one morning and I could just barely see. I mean, not barely see is dramatic, but my left eye was so incredibly blurry. And I woke up and I was like, oh, maybe it's because like my eyes are a little watery. Like, got to just like wake up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Wiped the tears out of my eyes because I, whatever. And I was just like, it didn't improve. And I was like, this is scary. Why is this so blurry? I even put on my glasses that I have like in case of emergency, and it wasn't making anything clearer. Mm. And eventually, like, I thought I was going to have to call out of work because I was like, how do I drive in this? I don't want to drive unsafe. And I was like, should I Uber? But I ended up being okay. It was like an hour and a half after I woke up, and then my eyesight returned to normal, but it was very scary. And I went out and bought eye drops because Google told me that would fix it.
Mm.
It just said, like, I was putting too much strain on my eyes and my body. And for the days prior to that, I was, like, just go, go, go all the time. Mm-hmm. So I said, maybe I need to take a break. And my eyesight has been better. So,
take a break. Yay. Run away with
me in the summer. Let's go upstate.
That just stuck in my head. I'm sorry.
I think it's really funny that we were talking about Lin-Manuel Miranda on the last episode.
He's and now a we're, ghost that possesses us.
He's Hamilton's ghost haunting us. I am not throwing away my shot.
I tried to think of anything from Hamilton. That was the only thing that I could think of was the take a break.
I can sing the entirety of Hamilton. I know it, all of it.
You can do that.
And I can do that.
And that's mm-hmm. really good.
And that's great, sweetie.
And we all love and support you.
Thank you.
Also, I've been staring at this pee because it's like slightly off.
Is it? The pee on the Yap O'Clock sign. Like it's just for like those listening who are just...
It was just like slightly too far away from me for some reason.
Oh, okay. Is it good now?
And while you were talking, I felt myself, I kept glancing at it.
Okay.
And I kept glancing at it. I was like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you got that out of your system.
Yeah.
It kind of bothers me. I feel like I should move up the Yap and then move up the O'Clock and keep podcasts. Like, space it out a little bit more evenly. Because, like, what is this space up here? Unless they have,
like, we could put different photos of symbols. Ourselves.
Wait, that would be really cute. Take like little like Polaroids.
Yeah.
What if we took Polaroid of our microphones uh-huh. and then like a photo of us in the middle? Like we put three Polaroids.
Yeah.
Like your microphone, us, my microphone.
Okay. I like that.
Okay, I like a Picasso.
I just feel like that's so funny that what if we took a photo of, us at our microphones and put them up there? Like people don't know
what, wait, what I we think look that's like. Really funny. I think we should do that after this.
Yeah.
Just get our Polaroids and just like take a quick pic.
There's just something so funny about
just having us
there.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our new plan. Because it's the perfect size to fit like one of those little mini Polaroids too.
I keep yawning, so sorry.
I was yawning the last episode a lot, so I think you're allowed to yawn this episode.
You know what I'm thinking about doing later?
What?
Making that Guinness mac and cheese.
Yes.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, of course I do.
There's this thing I found at Publix the other day. Because I just like to buy things I don't need.
Mm-hmm.
One of those being Guinness mac and cheese.
I wonder how that's going to taste.
I don't. Is it going to taste anything like Guinness, or is it just going to be mac and cheese with Guinness's name on it?
I hope it doesn't taste like Guinness. Like, maybe a hint of Guinness, but, like, I didn't really like Guinness when I tried it. So.
I also don't like Guinness.
Whoa.
And I'm more of a beer girly than you.
Yeah, I know. You're definitely a beer girly.
My favorite thing about Guinness is that everyone pretends they like it. Mm-hmm. And that's a really hot take for Irish people. But, yeah. Like, you guys, whatever. You can have your opinions. But, like...
I know, and I had Guinness in Ireland, and they say that's the best place to have it, and I didn't like it there, so, like, what would make me like American Guinness?
I don't know.
I don't know. Also, the way that you said, like, I forget what exactly you said, but you were like, I, blah, blah, blah.
I lost something.
Exactly, that's what popped into my mind.
The best, now, I kind of like beer. I have a beer app called Untappd. Mm-hmm. It's a app where I just rate and review beer. Perfect for me. I love reviewing things. I like rating things. Letterboxd.
Yeah.
Love it. The best dark beer I've ever had was from a brewery in Washington State in Leavenworth, little Bavarian town. Fun fact, I love Bavarian towns.
Mm-hmm.
I think they are the funniest little thing, and they are so interesting.
They intrigue you.
Absolutely. They're my niche. They had a beer there. It was a German chocolate cake beer, I think, with coconut.
That sounds really good.
It's the best beer I've ever had.
And they only sell it there?
They only sell it there.
So it looks like we have to take a trip.
In the state of Washington, they sell it. But Washington, I Googled this. The state of Washington has very strong liquor laws, and you can't ship outside of the state.
No!
So you can go to a brewery, or like a liquor shop in Washington and buy a case.
Yeah.
But you can't have it shipped. And it was it was called Dark Persuasion from, I want to say it was like like Mountain Brewing, or like not Rocky Mountain, but it's something Mountain, or like something Icicle Brewing. Icicle Brewing in Leavenworth, Washington. Okay. Dark Persuasion is the best beer I've ever had.
So we need to take a trip there, and yes, we need to try it.
Yes, and Leavenworth just recently, as in like the past year or so, they now have one of those like bobsled, ooh, slides you can do.
Okay.
When I was there, it was getting worked on. Now mm-hmm. it's open and operating, and I think I want to live there.
Okay.
Would I actually hate living in Washington? Probably. It's really cold and wintry and whatever.
But like,
I'd get a house there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would spend the spring and fall there, and then the summer and winter somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Thank you.
Just having like multiple places. And just being like, I want to live here right now. Yeah. And I want to live there right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I do something really bougie where I just rent a house for like a month or two.
Ooh, okay.
And I just kind of like pretend I live there.
Ooh, who is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a local, but only for 2 months.
Yeah. And then the locals would treat you like a local because they'd be like, mm-hmm. oh, did you just move here? Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I just moved here.
And then you just disappear without a trace.
Yeah.
And they always remember you. Who was that woman?
A few months later, and they're like, where'd you go? Oh, somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm well-traveled.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a wanderlust. I've never left the United States, but I've been to most of the countries or states.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite beer? I know you don't like beer. The Park Hopper Brew from Ivanhoe Brewing. That's another good beer. Sorry, you may continue.
I don't know what my favorite beer is. When I was in Ireland, there is a brand called Rockshore, and I really loved their cider. That was like the drink of mm-hmm. Dublin when we went. It was the Rockshore cider. It was so good. They had it everywhere. Amazing, but they only have it in Ireland.
Mm.
And so I keep saying things to them on Instagram and being like, I miss you. Come to America, please. I miss you, Rockshore. Love you.
I think that's beautiful.
So Rockshore Cider, if you ever need like an influencer here in America, I'm your girl. Hit me up. Send me some. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well.
But, yeah. Let's consult I see you're bringing up your notes app again, so let's see what sort of topics we're going to speak
about. Here's what I want to talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk about the beauty of shared experiences.
Ooh.
And I think you know where I'm going with this. We both went to a concert.
Yes. Yes. Elaborate.
And same artist, but we didn't go together. We didn't know each other yet. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You wouldn't believe your eyes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like the same concert. We just saw the same artist
perform
different times.
Both with extremely underwhelming results.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, Owl City was my favorite artist. Of June, Ocean Eyes, Tip of the Iceberg, Dear Vienna, Strawberry Avalanche. Mm-hmm. I love Owl City.
Mm-hmm.
His stuff is really good. And I was the biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't actually really like Fireflies. My uh-huh. favorite song of him is like Dear Vienna, Strawberry Avalanche, Captains and Cruise Ships is another good one. Like, mm-hmm. I know his shit.
Yeah.
Love that guy. You know what song I'm talking about?
Yeah. You played them to me.
Yeah. I have a whole playlist on Spotify of all the Owl City songs I like.
Mm-hmm.
But I went on a 5-year time where I refused to listen to him because I was so devastated at his concert performance. I went all the way to New York, met him, VIP meet and greet. I'll put a photo up right now. And it was so underwhelming. He was, I get it, like he's shy or whatever. Like he's like a shy artist. He's like
so shy.
Here's what happened. We got there 45 minutes early for this meet and greet thing.
Mm-hmm.
Met him. This is what happened. Walk up the steps. I see him. He's meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like not saying much. I'm also like, oh, I had to be like 13, 14, maybe 14.
Okay.
I think I was 14. I bought a whole new outfit for this concert.
You went all out.
My mom was so excited to have VIP for me. I was excited. I was meeting my favorite. Don't meet your fucking heroes. No. I was meeting my hero. Mm-hmm. I walk up. He doesn't really even say hi to me. He just stands there kind of like holding his arm. And then I didn't really know what to do. So, and then we're standing like feet apart from each other. Mm-hmm. His agent is there. And then they take a photo. And that was it. He didn't really say bye.
Oh.
And I was like.
Like, that was it?
That was it.
Really?
My mom spent all this money to meet you, and you can't meet me? Because a meet and greet is experience.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're like, hi, how are you? Thank you so much for supporting my music, and like...
Because your fans do great meet and greets. They gave you something for your birthday.
I know, they did.
Yeah. Like, you couldn't even be... This is years ago, so I feel like I can talk shit about it. You can't even bother to say hi. It's 2014. Life was still good. Mm-hmm. Man up. Anyway, no offense, Owl City. I don't mean any of that.
But Adam. She kind of does. Sorry, Adam. Enhance your meet and greet experience. I hope it's improved.
Do you even go on tour anymore?
I don't know. I haven't really... I don't follow him. I don't know what happened to him.
I think he's just chilling.
I think he's just chilling,
He's probably,
too.
Like, a producer.
What if he has, like, a wife and kids? Or, like... a partner and kids or something.
When you tell your story, I'll Google. Or if you want to Google, I'm telling my story. Let me know. Fact check us. Does he have a wife and kids?
I can fact check. Yeah. Keep talking.
Anyway, so then I get into the venue, and it's a standing concert. I kind of hate those.
GA? I love being GA.
I do not care for it at all.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm there, and I'm trying to have a good time, and the entire concert, this girl is jumping in front of me, and she kept landing on my foot.
Uh-oh.
And then, he was, like, performing, but it was, like, he was, like, scared of the microphone. I don't know. Like, he was just, like, what?
He does have a wife.
Does he have any kids?
It doesn't say so.
That's fine. How old is he?
He is 38.
Sheesh!
Yeah.
No offense, Owl City, if you're watching this.
He got married two years ago.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. And then he just like, I wasn't impressed, which I feel like is, are you texting right now?
Hold on. I'm replying. Hold on.
Wow. I'm pouring out my heart to you and you're on your phone.
I was getting a call. I needed to tell them that I can't do it right now.
Oh, I guess that's fine. No. And it was the most miserable experience. And I stopped listening to him for 5 whole years. Cold turkey, I stopped listening to Owl City. And then I finally snapped during COVID. I started listening to him again because I was like, you know what? He makes good music. He was, you know, he made that song for Gardens of Ga'Hoole.
Yes, you love that movie.
I do love that movie. And it's...
Why did you look at the camera like that?
I recently talked to someone who didn't like the movie. And if you're watching this,
Do you think they watch the podcast? Maybe they do. I don't know.
Maybe. Hey, who am I to say? No. And then we were in the car going somewhere, and Owl City came on and went, "Oh my god, I used to love this guy." And then I went to a terrible concert, and then you said,
"Yeah, I also had the similar experience with Owl City."
Yeah.
So here is my story. I was 14, maybe. So
bad
I was
age
like,
to meet Owl City.
I never met Owl City, so in my defense, I never met him, but I had like a bad experience. But 14. So crazy that we were both the same age, but also you're 2 years younger than me, so you had to wait another 2 years after I saw him.
Because you have to. It's a canon event to have a bad meet and greet with Owl City at 14.
At 14.
Yeah.
So I went. My friend got concert tickets to Maroon 5 for her birthday because that was her favorite band, and she invited me along, and that was it wasn't my first concert, but it was like my first concert in a few years. And so like her mom went all out. She got a limo for us to go to the concert and everything. We had like nosebleed seats. While we were walking up to the nosebleed section, some man followed us and was like, hey, and we were like, go away. And he was like, no, wait, is that your mom? And he was like gesturing to my friend's mom, and she was like, yeah, what do you want? And he's like, I'm Maroon 5's tour manager, can we give you front row tickets? And we were like, oh my God, yeah. So we went down to front row so that I could just witness Owl City play in front of just like a gray curtain with like, I feel like the house lights were on. And this wasn't a big, like this isn't a, like a, an arena. That's funny. I'm pretty sure like the house lights were on. He had no lighting at all. It was just him with like a keyboard or like his setup, whatever it was at the time, and a microphone. He was in a t-shirt and jeans. Mm-hmm. And he just had no stage presence. Like, he sang None. His song, and obviously people loved Fireflies, but like that was it. Like, he played other songs, couldn't tell you what it was.
I probably could.
I was really excited to hear him because I loved his song, but like anything else, I was like, what is this? And it was just like the most underwhelming experience that I could ever have.
He has zero stage presence.
No stage presence at all. And like, I don't know. And I feel like,
but his music is so like,
yeah,
it's poetry that he's turned into
exactly a song. And it's like poppy and like, yeah. I feel like
Carly Rae Jepsen is there sometimes.
I feel like he could have really cool visuals, like if he hired somebody to do that and like have screens behind him, like it could really make it a whole experience. And he just decided to sing in front of just a gray curtain.
Real.
And have no stage presence. I don't even think he walked back and forth. I think he stayed in the middle the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very disappointing. And I got home and I was like, ooh, I didn't like that. And the other performers were Neon Trees.
That's a good one.
So they were okay.
Yeah.
And
warmed up the crowd.
Yeah. And I think it's just so funny that Owl City was like the opener. Because I'm pretty sure it went Owl City, Neon Trees, and then Maroon 5. So, like, he was the lowest of low. Well, they were probably like, he
can't be the middle one or else everyone will fall asleep and leave.
Exactly. Everybody's going to be like, what is this? But, yeah. So, that was the shared experience that we had in different years at different shows.
Mm-hmm.
Same person. Yeah. Same age.
Yeah. So, if you guys have ever met or gone to an Owl City concert, please let us know how that went. Were you underwhelmed? Did he put on a good show?
Did you have a good meet and greet experience with
him? I think it's been long enough in time. We can all be honest about the Owl City concert.
I want to check. Is Owl City like still active?
I have no idea. Let's see. You know what's so funny?
What?
When you think about concerts like that, and then you think about the one that we went to with Rona, Dog Park, and The Moss, they tore the house down.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in some cramped, little, sweaty, what?
It looks like he's releasing something.
What?
I don't know. He keeps, like, posting teasers about things.
It's good to know that he's upgraded to
that's cool merch, actually.
Let me see. I used to have an Owl City hoodie, and I wore it to pieces.
This is cool merch. I like it. Merch. He's in an arcade playing.
Maybe I'll go back into my. I'm always in my Owl City.
Maybe.
Phase,
what is that?
What is he? He's only posting one photo, so he's still stuck in millennial era.
Yeah, he really is.
I think he needs a PR manager if you want to step in and handle
maybe.
That for him.
Hey, Owl City, if you need somebody to run your socials, let me know.
If you need someone to hang out with her while she runs your socials, let me know.
Exactly. Yeah, because we come as a package.
Absolutely.
Package deal. Everybody knows that, and I think that's really funny. Like, if people tell you things, they're like, oh, yeah, well, didn't you tell Sam?
And I'll be like, I didn't know you wanted me to share that information. And right. They just expect us to play telephone with each other.
Exactly, or if they invite one of us somewhere, they expect the other one to show up as well.
Or when you were out of town, and I started hanging out with other people, and people just were like, you were there, right? Because Isabella was there.
And you're like,
no, I was in London.
Gone.
Yeah.
Which
I think is beautiful.
I think it's beautiful too. And then you also like left to go travel too. So then people were like, both of them are gone? What is happening in the world?
How did the world survive?
I don't know. The world is still here, so obviously it can survive, but like it probably was a lesser place without us over here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just leave such an impact and we're amazing and special and spectacular.
Can I read off to you what I tweeted today that I'm very proud of?
I did see the tweet, but yes, you can. Yes, you can read it.
So here's what I tweeted today. You either die a consumer or live long enough to see yourself become an influencer?
And I think both of us are in our influencer era.
I died and die consumer.
Yeah.
I came. Well, my best tweet ever, my most favorite tweet, it's pinned on my Twitter, my ex.
Your Twitter.
My Twitter. It's cryptocurrency is a man's essential oils.
Yeah.
And that is the hardest I've ever cooked in my entire life.
I think it's really funny because it's true.
I just really love reading my tweets. May I read some of them?
Because you're funny. Yeah.
So I'll just...
You, when you laugh at your own tweets?
From afar, you'd clock me as the man. But up close, I'm him.
Yeah. Did you capitalize the H in him?
No, I should have. Born to dilly-dally, expected to do taxes.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Rudy Kapar.
Yeah.
Milk and honey. Call her whoa the way I hit that.
Oh my god.
He was so focused on being him that he lost her.
Dang, that's deep.
Are you Abe Lincoln? Because I'm feeling the urge to shoot my shot. Don't fuck with me. I'll steal your bitch and we'll live happily ever after.
You're so true.
One more.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite branch of the military is the USPS. That's my favorite thing I've ever said.
I was going to say, I think that one's your favorite tweet.
Yeah?
You quote it a lot. You bring it up.
Because people talk about the military all the time, and I feel like the only relevant thing I have to say is like, oh, once I tweeted this.
Mm-hmm. And you're an avid fan of the USPS.
Oh, I love it.
You're like
the
biggest supporter.
I send letters. It's my love language. I love writing letters to people.
Mm-hmm.
And back during COVID when everyone was like, buy stamps, support the USPS. I was already doing that.
Yeah.
You guys need to get on it. We should all start writing letters again.
You should be a USPS influencer.
USPS influencer.
Influencer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of our friends was a USPS postal service driver.
Yeah.
And it felt like I had met one of my heroes.
Yeah.
That's a hero you can meet.
Mm-hmm.
I asked a bajillion questions about how to drive the cars, how the mail system works. Genuinely, I am very interested in mail.
Mm-hmm.
I love mail.
Yeah.
Because when I was little, I was so jealous that my parents got mail all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it was like
bills and
coupons, but like...
But still, they got mail.
They got
to
mail.
Them.
And once my dad from his office mailed me a card and it was full of wolf stickers.
What?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And I was so excited. My dad was like, Belle, you got something in the mail. And I was like, I got mail?
You got mail.
I was like five. And I was like, I was so excited to get mail. Anyway, I love the Postal Service.
Yeah.
And that's really it. I love writing letters and I mail them all the time. I'm pen pals with my sister and my aunt.
Can you tell them about your bag that you have?
Oh my god, so for my birthday last year, my dad got me a tote bag that is made from a recycled mail bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's green. And it's cool, and I wear it all the time. Then I have stickers, I have pins on it. I have three pins. I have a vintage American flag pin, because I thought it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pin from artist Colette. She does the claw clips on TikTok and stuff. My sister actually went to college with her.
Really?
She's a grade above her.
Whoa.
I was like, do you know the artist Colette? And my sister was like, yeah, she was a grade above me. I went,
whoa, a celebrity.
Yeah. She made a pin and it says, I support the USPS.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really cute pin. And then I have another one that says, like, quiet women. Well, well-behaved women rarely make history.
Yeah.
I got that from an antique store. And
I like that quote.
I said, Grandma cooked with this one.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy that one recently? Was I there when
you bought
it?
You were there with I bought it with the American flag pin.
Okay.
We went to an antique mall and I walked out with two pins.
Mm-hmm. I really like that. I want to go to another antique mall.
Yeah, I think we need to go antiquing again.
Yeah, it was just really fun.
I liked seeing old things.
Yeah. And I remember I bought a jacket. It was a men's jacket,
and
now
it's
my favorite denim jacket ever. I was scared that it was going to be too big for me, because I think it was a size like men's large, and I am not a size men's large, but it's just like the right amount of oversized to look cute.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it was a size bigger, I would just drown in it, but I've worn it enough that it has formed to me. And it is my jacket. And for some reason, it has like an embellishment on it. And it says 1998, which is the year that I was born. So like I was meant to have it anyway.
Yeah. Also, I was correct. artist Colette, also known as Colette Bernard.
Okay. Perfect.
She does little like claw clips and stuff, and she like look. And she does like profession ones, and she's got like.
Oh, you've showed me that before.
Yeah, she has a film roll one, but the thing is, my hair's too thick for any of these, so I can't. But I do admire, and whenever she has stickers, I buy stickers from her because she does this cool thing. Her stickers, she ships for a really low price because she's using postage. She's not giving it like shipping tracking. She's just putting a stamp on it and mailing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why her stickers are so cheap. And I really like her stuff. And if you're watching this, I think you are sick as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Let's be besties.
I know nothing about you, but my sister went to college with you.
So that's a connection.
We're basically best friends.
I think so. We basically know each other.
We went to school together.
Yeah,
remember
totally.
Me? I sat behind you in Claymation 101.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just besties forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah, period. You know?
Period. And that's all she wrote. Yeah. About that.
Do you have any artists that you know by name that you like that are like modern that you buy from?
No. My cousin's actually an artist.
Which one?
You don't know her.
Oh.
She's not like an aunt, uncle, cousin. She's like the granddaughter of my mom's uncle. So like...
Your mom?
My mom's...
Her?
Uncle.
Uncle.
Has... My mom's uncle has a son who had a daughter that is my cousin.
Is she even related to you at that point?
Yeah.
She's like a second cousin.
Because it's like my mom's cousin's daughter.
Is she not a second cousin, like twice removed?
I don't know. Don't ask me that. Everybody is a cousin. That's how we classify people in the Portuguese world. Everybody's a cousin.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you're like 15 times removed. You're a cousin. You're family.
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 Wow.
I've actually never seen Fast and the Furious.
I have also not.
Okay.
And you know
how
what?
How many do they have now? 7 or 8? I don't know.
I think they've at least got 9. Let me look.
Really? 9? That's crazy.
How many?
Fast? But yeah, my cousin is an artist. She did a lot of art stuff in New Jersey, and she just moved down to Florida pretty recently. And she is, one of her pieces is being shown in one of the art museums.
12 currently with one coming out soon.
12?
Yeah, there's 12. The Fast and the Furious, the Too Fast, Too Furious, the Turbocharged, the Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, Fast and the Furious, Los Bandoleros. I think that's the Fast and the Furious just in Spanish. I don't know. We'll get back to that one.
Do they go to a Spanish-speaking country?
No, it's the same poster, just in Spanish. Oh. So maybe there's actually 12. Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, Furious 7, The Fate of the Furious, F9, Fast X, and then in 2026, Fast X Part 2.
What?
Yeah.
No, at that point, it's 11. Because X is 10. So Fast X Part 2, that's literally just... Fast 11.
Love it. We should watch all of them.
Oh, movie marathon of Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, so your sister's cousin's best friend is an artist.
That's totally what
and
I
said.
And
she's family.
My cousin is an artist.
Yes.
And she's family. And yeah, one of her pieces is being displayed at an art museum.
Which one?
I don't know if it's, like, the Ocala Museum or something like that. It's somewhere in Ocala, Florida.
Oh, so she's around here.
Yeah. She's, like, 2 hours away.
You've never met up?
No, I was supposed to. She invited me to her birthday party, but that's when my car was dying. And I was just like, I don't feel comfortable driving 2 hours away. It's just my car has had a lot of problems, and now I have anxiety when I drive fast. So I have not driven on a highway for a few months because I just... In my head, I believe my car is going to explode and it's going to catch fire and I'm going to die. And it's also going to turn off on me at the same time. And I'm just going to be engulfed by flames and my existence will be over. That's what I think every time I drive. So it's really fun for me. And so that's why I didn't go to see her. And I was very upset that I couldn't because I said I could. And then I felt bad bailing on her because I bailed on her like the day of. and I felt terrible.
Did you send her a gift card?
No. Oh. I don't know where she lives.
You could have just texted it to her.
Probably.
If you didn't send a gift card, I don't think you felt that bad.
Uh-oh. I'm so sorry. Are you calling me out?
No. I just feel like the ultimate I'm sorry is a gift card.
Maybe. People could always use gift cards.
Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong in giving gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, they clearly don't care about me. They don't know what I want. I think it's because they realize that you might want to purchase something.
That you actually like.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so they're just giving you money.
Yeah. Especially if it's from a store that you know that they like.
Yes. If it's like, I love Artist Colette Shop. Mm-hmm. Somebody gave me a gift card for Artist Colette Shop.
That would be cool. I think, how do you feel about like the Visa gift cards? I think they're a pain to use.
And not everyone takes those.
No.
Either and it's get just me like Amazon, Target, mm-hmm. Walmart. Something. Big name that I can use anywhere.
Something like that. Because also Best when it's Buy. Like the Visa gift cards, like what if you have 83 cents left on it mm-hmm. and you're purchasing something online? You can't use two different payment methods.
Can I tell you my life hack?
Yeah.
If someone gives me a Visa gift card, I turn it into a gift card somewhere else.
You like pay for a gift card with a gift card? I didn't know you could do that.
That's what I do. When I get like my rebate back from my contacts, they give you a Visa card.
Hmm.
And I just put it into a gift card because there's no tax on it and you can get the exact amount.
Oh, that's really cool. That's a nice life hack.
Yeah.
Where do you go to get that gift card? Like just any store online. That you want it? Oh, online.
I just do an online gift card. I mail it to myself on email.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool actually.
A little life hack for you guys. If anybody is visually impaired and they get contacts and get a rebate, that's what I do with my rebate money.
I really love that idea. Look at you, life hack girly, life hack queen.
They said it couldn't be done. They said I could never be a life hack girly.
And here you are, living to tell the tale.
Because you either die a consumer or you live long enough to become an influencer.
Mm-hmm. I think you influence me with lots of great ideas and lots of great things, artists that you introduced me to, and you're just an influencer, and you're a big influence on this podcast.
Thank you, Barbie. I think this Barbie is a podcaster, and by this Barbie, I mean you.
And you.
Us. I'm just Us. Like you.
Just like you.
You're just like me.
You're just like me.
And anyone can see, you know.
And that's it for copyright. What if they dinged us for copyright, the Barbie movies?
I would be like, thank you for listening that long. First off.
It would be, oh my God, certified Mattel or certified whoever produced the Barbie movies are fans of Yap O'Clock.
Yeah, we could put that on there. What if we just started putting brands that are sponsoring us, like a NASCAR?
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. We can start to do something like that.
Yeah.
If you watch on YouTube, then please feel free to tune in on how our Yap O'Clock sign is going to evolve. I feel like our setup has evolved. This is episode 8, so we've been here for 2 months.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And we've been consistent with it.
I know. I'm so proud of us for being consistent. But this is like genuinely so fun.
Yeah.
I love to do it.
I like writing down my thoughts. Like, for example, in here, in my notes, I wrote, wacky whale...
What?
Wacky railway ride, because I thought it was such a tongue twister that I came up with. Wacky mm-hmm. railway ride.
Wacky railway ride. Wacky railway ride. Wacky railway ride.
Wacky railway. I can't say it.
Wacky railway ride.
Wacky railway ride.
Yeah, you did it. Yay.
And then another shower thought I had was Psy, you know, Psy. Gundam Psy? Style. That guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said
PSY, Psy.
That him and Bruno Mars are like the same person in different fonts.
Oh. Okay.
Off of like what they make for music. Like that's just the vibe they give me.
Okay. That's an interesting take.
Can I do one more interesting take before I wrap it up today?
Yes.
So, I watch horror movies sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Recently I watched Ready or Not.
Okay.
Do you know that one?
I've never heard of it, but continue.
She has to, like, survive her in-laws.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
It seems like a struggle for a lot of people, though.
And it's a final girl. I'm about to spoil Ready or Not. Are you going to watch
it? Okay. No spoilers. But yes, spoilers. I'm not going to watch it. Okay. It's a horror movie.
So she, like, ends up sort of, like, so it's, like, there's a devil, and he's, like, put, like, a deal with the family where every time someone marries in the family, they have to play a board game. If they get hide-and-seek, then they have to hide. The married person has to hide, and then they seek them, and when they seek them and find them, they kill them.
Okay.
She survives.
Okay.
And the entire, by sunrise, that's the rule. And the entire family, like, explodes. And then she walks out of the house. It's on fire. She has a cigarette. And then they're like, even what her happened husband? To you? Yeah.
So if she wins, her husband dies too?
Well, he turned on her in the end.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, so she's sitting on the at the stoop of the burning house, covered in blood, smoking a cigarette. And they're like, what happened to you? And she goes, in-laws. Now, here's the thing that pissed me off. Does she get jail time? Because it doesn't look good for her.
Uh-huh.
Where's her alibi? Her alibis are all dead.
Yeah, that's...
And that led me to this thing where in Letterboxd, I will review a movie. And in the end, I'm like, I don't like that it didn't tell me if they got served, if they went to trial for
there
this.
There was no, like, epilogue.
Because if you're the final girl, you're killing all these people to survive, but they don't know that.
Right.
It doesn't look good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wrote in my notes app. I said, why do horror movies never tell me whether or not the survivors get jail time? Because sometimes you can't explain what's happened to you.
Exactly. Like, who else would know about the game? Nobody.
Yeah. I just lost the game.
Uh-oh.
For all my millennials out there, I'm sorry. Anyway, no, so that's something that genuinely bothers me about horror movies is when there's the last person standing and they, like, there's all these murderers. How do you explain that to the cops?
It's like, they're going to lock you up right away.
They're going to be like, you did this. You're lying.
Right.
Like, let's be for real. I just wish that the ending of every horror movie, they had a little, like the credits are over. The credits are done.
Uh-huh.
It's like, the end credit scene is, did they get jail time? Yes or no? That's all I need to know. I want, at the end of every horror movie, I want them walking out of the courthouse not guilty. For what I want to know that they didn't get jail time for surviving this horrible thing.
But then would you want more content? Like, you would want to see the trial and when what the, you know what I mean? Because I know you would.
I would be,
I know you'd want to watch the trial and be like, what evidence did they bring? How did they justify this? How, like, how is her mental health? Does she have a therapist
now?
Yeah,
like, she's clear. She's going to be scarred for life.
Exactly.
And now she's running jail time.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Railway ride. What?
Wacky railway ride.
Wacky railway ride.
Like, you're doing it, sweetie.
I'm, like, fighting my mouth to say it.
Yeah. So that's...
But no, so that's...
That's that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Do you guys have that same opinion?
Let me know if everyone thinks that or if it's just me that is curious.
I mean, you can't be just the only person that thinks that, but I'm sure that, like, if I watched that, I would have a lot of questions as well.
Like, when I tell you in most of my Letterboxd reviews, it's always I wish I knew whether or not they got jail time for this. For example, what's the movie with Jason Voorhees?
Don't know.
Oh, Chainsaw Massacre? That's not it. Not Saw. It's
some movie.
Camp Chippewa, wherever the fuck they are. Hold on.
Is that the one you were watching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hold on. We're
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
In some of these. Oh, I wrote this in my review. I always hope the one who lives doesn't get jail time.
Yeah, you think about this a lot.
It genuinely, like, for example, when we watched X, the ending of X.
Oh, I did watch X. Yeah, I did watch that one.
Yeah, and it was, like, the ending, and I was like,
oh, that reminds me, we need to watch Pearl.
We do need to watch Pearl and
Maxine.
Okay. But yeah, no, so before we wrap it up, that's really all I had to say was, do you guys also wonder if horror movie survivors get jail time or not? Because how do you explain this to the cops?
How do you do that?
And then if you just don't say anything and you flee the scene, then you're more guilty. So really, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
And that's the life of somebody who survives terrible murders.
That's what happens when you're a final girl. If I ever write a horror movie, I'm going to make sure that they don't get jail time at the end. And
you should write little short films of what you think happens after these movies. Like, you should, like, you should be like,
I should just pursue law and use it to write movies. Yeah.
and just do that.
I think that sounds like a plan. I mm-hmm. think that's my plan C.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I think you should execute all your plans at the same time so that at least one will survive, but I think all of them would survive.
Yeah, I mean, you miss all the shots you don't take, so why not take 20? Exactly.
Just take all of them.
Yeah.
Set yourself up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would support it.
Thank you.
I'd be an actress in your short film if you'd had me.
Oh, like, absolutely. You'd be the main girl. You'd be the girl that lives.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You'd be the girl that they're like, we're going to go to this horror house. Do you want to go? No, I'm all right. And then nothing bad ever happens to you.
Right. I'm just always alive.
Yeah. And then they'll be getting murdered. And it just cuts to you, like, doing your hair.
I'll be your Easter egg in every single, like, film that you make. Like, I'm always just the one that's, like, invited to places. And I'm just like, nah.
And, like, you just always survive because they're like, we're going to go to this abandoned mine shaft. Do you want to go? No.
I'm just that wholesome character.
Yeah. And then you're like a fan favorite because you never die.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And I think that's it. I think that's all she wrote.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much for listening to episode 8. We're so excited to be here. And thank you for all the support. And yeah, I think that's it. Do you have anything else to add?
No, that's really it. Thank you guys for watching. Come back for the next episode 9.
Woo!
Woo!
All right, bye.